Well, the UN says it has received 13 letters from the acting Palestinian Authority chief seeking accession to a number of international conventions and treaties. The world body says it will review those applications to consider the appropriate next step. The Palestinian UN ambassador says the accession to the treaties and conventions are expected to come into force within 30 days of their submission. Mahmoud Abbas signed 15 requests yesterday during a televised ceremony, drawing the ire of Israel. Two of those letters, addressed to Switzerland and the Netherlands, call for accession to the four Geneva Conventions and the Hague Convention, respectively. By signing those applications, Palestinians hope they can strengthen their standing in global bodies. They also want to join the International Criminal Court and lodge complaints against the Israeli occupation and aggression. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Hisham Tilawi, who is the host of Current TV Issues TV and Radio, and he's joining us now on the line from Louisiana. Mr. Tilawi, thanks for joining us as always. How do you react to this? How important do you think it is that the Palestinian Authority be accepted into many of these international conventions and treaties?
Well, first of all, I would like to start off by saying the Palestinians have probably made a mistake for not going through with these applications a long time ago, especially after they were given a state status by the General Assembly. And it is about time, you know, we knew that the Israelis will never give anything through negotiation. It would have to be done through the United Nations. And I'm glad to see, it's never late than never. It's better late than never, but it's extremely important, especially two things. If the Palestinians can join the Fourth Geneva Convention and also the Hague, this will be a huge blow for the Israelis and for the United States that is protecting them particularly. You know, as it is, we know that John Kerry has canceled his trip to Ramallah tomorrow. The Palestinians have no option. There's nothing happened during the negotiations. We know nothing will happen through these negotiations. But yet, United States has promised the Palestinians that, and actually dragged them into negotiations, forcing them to negotiate with Israel on things that Palestinians already knew they would not be able to accomplish anything. And so they have nothing to lose. I mean, they lost everything. They have nothing to lose. I hope that they will not be, dissuaded by going into the UN. I don't believe they will change their minds because Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is making this throughout the whole hierarchy of the Palestinian revolution and all the factions of the Palestinian people within the PLO have agreed on this the last couple of days. So there's no turn. And it has to be done. There's no other way about it.
Mr. Tilawi, you know, the issue of Palestine joining the ICC has been made quite a big deal out of if that does happen. Is the day closer, do you think, that Israel will be held accountable for its aggression, or do you believe that that is wishful thinking at this point?
Well, I think it is wishful thinking at this time, but at least if you have the power, we have witnessed couple of weeks ago when the Crimea, they wanted people, you know, a referendum to actually split away from Ukraine and join Russia. Why? Because there is power there that's making these things happen. As far as Israel and Palestinians, there's no power to make Israel and hold Israel accountable, but at least the Palestinians will be able to take Israel to court on many issues. And let the world see. Now, is there an enforcement? I guess, you know, we will put the United Nations and United Nations Security Council on the real test here. Because if we go through the Hague and the Palestinians win cases, well, somebody needs to enforce these. And, is it wishful thinking? Yes, it is. But I think it will be a lot of benefit for the Palestinians.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Hisham Tilawi speaking to us live on the line from Louisiana.